That was like, whoa.
Did you see what she's doing over there? You know, I mean, that's just a little, Mary, isn't that just a little out of over the top? You know, you mind just putting your hair back up? That's a little inappropriate. I don't know if anybody's watching, you know, seeing you through the window. Mary, man, just cool it, girl. Don't you know what they'll say about us? Don't you know what they'll say about you? Washing his feet with your hair? Girl, get a grip! It was scandalous to do that in that time, in that culture. It was provocative. It could call her motives into question. Somebody sees her doing that, they might start talking. Did you see what Mary did? You think that Jesus is all that. Well, let me tell you what he let that woman do to him. And she let her hair down right in front of everybody, right in front of everybody, and poured oil on his feet and wiped his feet with her hair. Are you kidding me? Calls her motives into question. What an indecent woman. What a loose woman. Have you no sense of propriety, Mary? But you know what? Mary could care less. She could care less. She was caught up in the passion of her emotion, of her love for God. And she said, God, she just did it. The love overflowed the rim, and she just let down her hair as a holy thing. Mockers and scorners might call it out of bounds. To Mary, it was very holy. It was the most holy thing she could do to give herself to God, to say, I am yours and you are mine. And she could care less what anybody else thought. She wanted to care. She cared what Jesus thought. Now, not only that, she spent her reputation in front of the disciples because one of the disciples and the other disciples got caught up in the whole thing. But one of the disciples, Judas, did he praise what she did or did he criticize it? Criticize it. Tore it up. Rebuked her to her face. She's there worshiping Jesus. He rebukes her to her face. Don't you realize how ridiculous. Don't you realize that you could have sold that and given the money to the poor? You call that worship? What about all the people in need that we could have done that for the Lord to take that to them? She was willing to be criticized. She was willing to be rebuked to her own face and called into account because of her extravagant worship for God. If you're an extravagant worshiper, you will be criticized for your extravagance. And notice that Mary never, please hear this, Mary never retaliated. She never responded in kind. She didn't get up in Judas' face and say, well, who do you think you are? No, you didn't say that to me. I beg your pardon. How dare you criticize my worship? This is my worship. It ain't your worship. You want to worship? You worship the way you want to. I'm going to worship the way I want to. She didn't get all uppity in his face. She didn't defend herself. She did not even defend herself. She simply said, let the record be what it is. It is what it is, and I cannot help myself. I must be spent to worship my Lord. And she never retaliated, never argued, never defended it. She said, I'd rather spend my reputation than preserve it. Are you willing to spend your reputation to worship God extravagantly? People might say you're impractical. They may say, you know what? How impractical is that? And they may defend their criticism of you, saying, are you kidding? Look at all the things this could be. I'm a noble person. I have a duty to criticize you. And they may or may not be right. I'm not going to say that's always wrong. And I'm not going to say that we should never consider criticism. The Bible says a rebuke enters a wise man more than 1,000 stripes. So, don't just turn away criticism. Consider it. But be willing, when necessary, to lose your reputation for his sake in the eyes of men. And if you really get carried away in worship, you will get criticized. People may say some very painful, harsh things about your worship. But if you're like Mary, you won't even care. Mary could have cared less what Judas thought. Mary just wanted to worship. She just wanted to spend and be spent. In fact, she probably rejoiced that she was counted worthy to be criticized and rebuked. Bible says, if you are reproached for my name's sake, rejoice, leap for joy. Leap for joy. Because great is your reward in heaven. If you spend your reputation here, God will reimburse you there. If you receive the harsh revilings of men here, you will receive, for His sake, you will receive the honor of the praise of God there, and you will enjoy it forever. In fact, let me make this observation to you. Let me just offer this to you. If you've ever been on the receiving end of that, if you're carrying wounds from the sharp, tearing things that people have said about your worship or about your love for God, when Jesus rebuked Judas, and all the other disciples jumped in too. They said, yeah, what about that? What about that? When Jesus rebuked Judas and the other disciples for their comments, He added something that's in Mark and Matthew. It's not in John's gospel. He added something that I want to offer to you today. If you have suffered the wounds of harsh remarks for your extravagant worship of God, this is what the Lord says to you. It's what He said to the disciples. He said, assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. That means as the gospel is going out here 2,000 years later in the uttermost parts of the earth, this story is still being told. After 2,000 years in every corner of the globe, in ear after ear after ear, people have heard of the extravagant worship of Mary of Bethany for her Lord. And so if you're suffering the light affliction of that criticism today, let me assure you, do not be alarmed when Judas criticizes you, because Jesus will make it up. Jesus will back you up. Don't be alarmed. Don't fight back. Just bless them and love them and worship God. All right, let me close by making this one last observation. We're at the end, okay? I can get through that really fast. Yeah. I could. I love what John puts here when he talks about the flask of oil. It says she broke that alabaster flask and she put it on his feet. And something happened in that moment. Can you guess where I'm going? It said the house. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. You know, oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. I love what it says about the day of Pentecost. It says on the day of Pentecost, they were all gathered together in one room, and suddenly there came from heaven the sound of a rushing mighty wind, and the sound filled the house where they were gathered. I love when the presence of God through His Holy Spirit fills the house, when the fragrance of Christ fills the house and bathes us in His glory. Just bathes us in His presence so that we drink Him in and breathe Him in. And we inhale and exhale in our spirit the glorious fragrance of God, of Jesus Christ. But you know, in order for that to happen, the flask had to be broken for the oil to come out, for the fragrance to come out. And so I just want to say to you today, as if you truly want to become an extravagant worshiper, and you spend your time and you spend your money and you spend your resources and you even spend your precious reputation for the glory of God, as you are broken in that process, as you pay that price, that cost of extravagant worship to our God, in that brokenness, the fragrance of Christ will be released and the room will be filled with the beauty and the fragrant glory of God. But you have to let the flask be broken. If you want to preserve the flask, okay, but you'll lose the fragrance, at least to that degree. He who seeks to save his life in this world will lose it, but he who loses himself, spends himself for my sake in the gospel, the same will find it. Praise God. So let me ask you, as Mary spent her time and her resources and her reputation on worship, let me ask you, ask yourself, am I an extravagant worshiper? Or is there room yet to grow? Is there much yet to spend? What have I held on to that I could spend? I was going to say ought to spend, but this is not duty. This is passion. What have I held on to that I could be spending to worship Him?